Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Biggest thing I learned this year, there's so many things, Tone, you know, brother. I learned that when you become the head coach, you have a lot more ticket requests. I learned that when you become the head coach, you don't sleep as well. I learned that when you become the head coach, that it's your responsibility to coach every guy, regardless of his past or his salary or whatever, as hard as you can. And that's what I tried to do.
Bulls head coach Jim Boylan talking to our guy Tony Gill. Calls him Tone. They're tight like that. About what he's learned so far this season after the Bulls capped the worst home season record in the history of the franchise last night.
There's so many things, Tone. You know, brother.
I got one more, and then it's over, mercifully. And that's good, because this season will all come down to May 14th, the NBA draft lottery. And if the Bulls can get lucky, there's hope. And if they can't, there's probably not. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the Big Ten West champion Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Michigan State, and more. Season tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Though maybe there's something I'm missing. And there is some Cubs news. Joe Maddon confirms that Tyler Chatwood will start Sunday in place of John Lester. We can get into that a little bit later on. But this guy always shoots it straight. He's a great analyst and friend of the show from NBC Sports Chicago. Will Perdue with us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, home of F-150s, for $229 a month. What reason for optimism beyond the draft lottery do you see, Will? And thank you for the time, as always.
Well, I mean, you just made my day. I didn't realize I was a friend of the show. I just thought I was a guest of the show. There's a huge difference of being a friend of the show and a guest of the show. Thank you.
Not a problem. In the pre-show meeting, if we say, hey, you think Will Perdue will come on? If everyone immediately says he'll come on, that means you're a friend of the show.
Okay, but I guess the main thing is, and I'm not trying to avoid the question, I'll get to that, but I imagine if the right person says no, then you're like, all right, moving on.
Listen, maybe. I'm not saying it's that impressive of a distinction, but it's a distinction nonetheless.
All right, so listen. Has the season been disappointing? Absolutely. You know, it was one of those things, as you just pointed out last night, as I've kind of gotten caught up in the season, I've tried to put a lot of things out of my mind, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're doing the post-game show, and they flash that up, and the Bulls only won 9 home games, and I remember looking at Kendall Gill and Mark Schanowski and like, really? That's it? And I was just like, man, that's just kind of indicative of how this season has gone, and it's just very unfortunate. And yeah, it's been a long 2 years, quite honestly. But you know, there are some things that, as you said, we should be optimistic about, and that's the core. And I know fans are getting tired of hearing that, the core. But when you think about Zach LaVine, and then you think about Otto Porter, and you think about, you know, Lauri Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr., that's a great place to start. But that's a great place to start. We need to now branch out from the start and separate ourselves from these last 2 years. And a lot of it has to do with, as you pointed out, how lucky can we get on the 14th? But also at the same time, can we actually get these guys healthy and can they stay healthy to where we can get an honest view of how good, true assessment of what the future really looks like. We've just had too many things happen to where we can't really make an honest assessment. We can talk about potential. We can talk about the possibilities. But until we can actually get ourselves in a position and ask these guys to truly develop.
Will, we got to put you on hold to be sure that we can get a better connection. That's the dilemma, right? The players, when you just say their names, sounds good. LaVine, Markkanen, Porter, Wendell Carter, and hopefully the number one pick, and certainly hopefully a top three pick, but maybe not, maybe a seventh pick, sixth pick, whatever. another young piece this year. And then they'll add a veteran point guard in free agency. Zach LaVine is guaranteeing the playoffs for next year. Sure. The question is, beyond health, in my opinion, is a question of ceiling. If you got really optimistic about that core, and it wasn't with the addition of Zion Williamson, right? Let's assume they don't add Zion Williamson or Ja Morant. They don't get really lucky and get the first or the second pick. How high of a ceiling does that core have? That, to me, is the next problem with it. Because, sure, the core sounds good in theory, but I just don't think that there is superstar potential there. And maybe that's enough assets that the next time a superstar comes around who gets disgruntled, you can trade for that player. But then do you actually have enough left on the back end? Reconnecting with Will Perdue from NBC Sports Chicago. What I was going to ask you to follow that up with, Will, is, okay, the core, you're right. It sounds good when you list the names. But barring serious luck on May 14th, how high of a ceiling do you think that core has?
Well, that's the one thing I was talking about. We really don't know because they haven't stayed healthy enough for us to get a big body of work to sit in and say, okay, they played 40 games together. They played 50 games together. How many ever games where you can give an honest opinion of how good they are as a group? There's solid individual talent. I don't think we can argue about that. But now, how do we get this talent together to play well on a consistent basis, night in and night out, on both ends of the floor? And that's what we don't know, and that's what makes things, you know, so frustrating because of that fact. And you made a valid point. You know, as of late, with the picks that the Bulls have had, with Lowry Marketing, with Wendell Carter Jr., they've hit home runs, in my opinion, at the seventh pick. There's a lot of people that are talking about, hey, man, after the first two, because now even people are concerned about Barrett, about how good can he really be. All of a sudden now you're talking about, so, you know, Ja Morant is number two, and then we all know who number one is, but then now there's concern that there's significant drop-off after the first two. So then what, you know, now that requires that the Bulls really got to do their due diligence for, if they don't get one and they don't get two and they don't, you know, don't get Zion or Ja, who are they going to go with, whether it's three, four, five, six, whatever it may be, because now there's no consensus on after those two about who's your next best player available that you pick.
Do you think Lauri Markkanen can turn into a superstar?
As the physical makeup to be a superstar. I really do. But what we don't know is, again, you know, he ran into some difficulties last year. He's now run into some difficulties this year, you know, from a health standpoint. And you just hope and pray that he's not one of those guys that, for whatever reason, you know, every year it's something different. And you just feel like it's somebody that's snake bitten. I feel like if he can truly stay healthy and not have to face these issues. And that's the other thing. Some of this stuff is just kind of weird. It's not like we have a definitive answer on what it is or what it has been this year as of late, that, you know, he can actually be put in that position to where he can truly succeed and be that superstar.
We're talking to Will Perdue from NBC Sports Chicago. It seems inevitable that if the Bulls don't draft Ja Morant, and maybe even if they do, that they're going to add a veteran point guard. They've talked about adding a veteran presence, and clearly Chris Dunn isn't the point guard of the future. Do you have a veteran point guard that you like in particular to add to this team?
There's guys out there that I think could help, but there's not necessarily one that I think is going to make a significant difference. You know, I think there's plenty of them, let me rephrase that, that's going to be better than what we currently have. You know, the interesting thing that has been talked about, and not necessarily talked about from the Bulls per se, but let's say that unfortunately things don't go well and the Bulls actually get outside the fourth pick. Is there a realistic chance that you could actually take your pick, maybe you and throw in Chris Dunn, and then possibly get a solid point guard with that draft pick and Chris Dunn in that scenario?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know if the Bulls are going to trade a top six pick in this draft. They love lottery picks and cheap contracts and guys.
Well, and that's the thing, as you talk about, they've hit, you know, you didn't say it, but I've said they've hit home runs with Market and Wendell Carter Jr. at seven.
You think Wendell Carter Jr. is a home run? You think you've seen enough to say that?
He's a home run on the defensive end of the floor. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just his ability, and he knows how to play defense, and that's a skill, knowing how to play. Not to say that he can't, you know, it's not like he's a humongous leaper, but he's got great timing to block shots. He understands the proper rotations. What I don't know with him, and this is another issue because he just, to me, didn't get a chance to play enough games, is, you know, what type of player is he going to be on the offensive end? And again, because of the guys that we do have in LaVine and Porter and Market and guys that need their touches, he's way down the ladder on significance as far as, you know, guys that they're going to run plays for. A guy that he really reminds me of, the more I see him play and the more I see the role that they're going to need him to play, is Horace Grant. And one of the things that Phil Jackson used to always say to Horace Grant when Horace would complain about not getting enough touches, he'd be like, Horace, if you want more touches, go get more offensive rebounds, because that's how you're going to get your touches on this team.
Yeah, this team doesn't have a Michael and a Scotty to take up the touches, but I hear what you're saying. Like if Wendell Carter is what you say he is defensively, then him and Markkanen feels like a front court of the future that can be versatile in this NBA.
Well, and part of the reason why I say that is because currently the trend, and you see a lot of teams doing it, you know, they switch on perimeter screen rolls. And Wendell Carter has shown me that he has the ability. Now, I'm not asking him to stay in front of Kyrie Irving. Not going to happen.
Right.
He's going to struggle to stay in front of Steph Curry. But for the most part, he's solid as far as a big. If you run a screen roll, a team runs a screen roll with LaVine, or if a team runs a screen roll with Otto Porter's man or whoever the point guard is for next year, he has that ability to stay in front of a guy or direct him towards the help where, you know, currently as effective as Lopez has been offensively, he just doesn't have the skill set or the quickness to do that defensively.
We're talking to Will Perdue from NBC Sports Chicago. Jim Boylan has the vote of confidence from management. He just finished at the top of an Athletic player poll, a player poll done by the Athletic.
I saw that.
You know, of coach you would least like to play for. I don't know if that's just because of the stuff after the Boston game and the idea of practice after a back-to-back, or if it's other things. Has he proven anything to you over the course of the season to suggest, you know what, this guy actually could be a good NBA coach? Not replacement level, but an actually, you know, advantageous, good NBA coach.
I don't have the answer to that. I can't sit here and say most definitely. But what I do know about Boylan is he knows the game, okay, and he understands the game. I'm not necessarily saying he's an X's and O's guy, but I've reached out, and, you know, like I said, he always – and believe it, everybody knows he's talked about he's been on Popovich's staff and Tom Jovanovich's staff and down the list. I mean, he has learned the game from some of the best. And when you talk to him, I mean, you can tell that he knows the game. He's got to continue to work on, you know, player relationships, the ability to now take that knowledge that he has and pass it on to the players to where now they can accept what he is saying. And I'm not saying they're not accepting it now, but it's now got to convey to the message that he's getting to the players, and it's got to convey that they have to take that and then put it out on the floor. There's some kind of disconnect somewhere from, you know, what he knows and what we're seeing out on the floor, you know, at the present moment. I understand that we got a bunch of G League guys out there. We got a bunch of guys playing on, you know, for contracts. But, you know, I would expect to see just a little bit of a better product. And I think, to me, that's why, and I know people may question this, but I think it's vitally important for them to bring back Robin Lopez, because Lopez is a guy that I think that will help Jim Boylan get his message across. And quite honestly, I think Lopez will make Boylan a better coach because of the fact that Lopez, the belief he has in him, but also the control of the locker room that Robin Lopez has on this team.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't, they certainly need other veteran influences so that things don't get out of hand like they borderlined on at different times this season. Will, we'll get you out of here with this. You actually crossed paths with a young Dirk. You guys were in the league together. Do you have a young Dirk story or no?
Yeah, I do. And probably one of the best Dirk stories I have is when I was finished playing, and back in the day when I was doing games on NBA radio, you know, one of the first games I ever did was with the Dallas Mavericks. And I had known Dirk from when I had played with him and had a relationship with him and never had any problems. And was talking to Dirk, and as I was talking to him, I was like, wait a minute, this dude's taller than me. And I looked at him and I said, hey, wait a minute. I said, it says right here, you're only 6'11". And he just kind of, you know, had a sly grin on his face. And I said, this isn't right. I said, you're at least 7'1". I said, I'm 7 feet. You're at least 7'1". He's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, yes, you are. No, I'm not. I'm like, come on, man, what's the beef? He goes, his guy, as everybody knows, that taught him to play the game, said that when you go to the United States, don't ever tell anybody that you're 7 feet tall, because they'll try to put you in the post and make you a center, and you are not a center. You are a small, or should we say, you're 7'1", but you're a small forward in a center's body. Don't let them ever try to pigeonhole you. So ever since then, he's always said he's 6'11", when he's 7'1", maybe even 7'2".
What a ridiculous career that guy had.
I mean, think about this. He was the developer of the unorthodox shot. And I'm not just saying one, but numerous unorthodox shots as far as the way he used to play. Quite honestly, he was one of the guys that changed the game.
Yep, the seven-footer with the high finish, the fadeaway, the unblockable shot, the changing expectations for what a European player could be and big men who could stretch the floor and shoot, absolutely changed the game.
But I'll also think about this, the fact that he had not only an organization, but a coaching staff that believed in him, because if people talk about what he became, go back and look at his numbers early. Not impressive at all. And the Dallas Mavericks took a lot of heat for drafting him because he wasn't an instant success. It took time for him to develop over his career.
Will Perdue from NBC Sports Chicago, whether he wants it or not, a friend of the show. Thanks, Will.
I wear that across my chest.
Right. Which do you cherish more, that title or any of the four rings?
You don't want to know the answer to that.
I'll talk to you later, buddy. That's Will Perdue from NBC Sports Chicago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.